Now today, friends, we come to Psalm 61. And when we come to this section here, we've come to another cluster of psalms. Last time we ended the Miktam Psalm of David. Now this new series ends with the 68th Psalm, from 61 to 68. Why, we have here 8 psalms, and here you listen to the pleadings of the godly. And you find here beautifully described their steadfast confidence in the Lord. And I think we're going to see the Lord Jesus Christ in these psalms. And also, I trust that we'll find great help for ourselves. Now, will you listen as this 61st psalm opens up? This is a prayer of David, and David is crying out in a very real way. And this is a psalm that you play with a stringed instrument. Now, I honestly believe that here's a psalm that you could use a guitar on. That is, if you used it aright, and it would have a message because there is a mourning that is here. And this is a heart cry. And very frankly, this is the thing that makes modern prayer meetings so stereotyped and so uninteresting. All we do is to go and meet together and turn in a grocery list to the Lord of the things that we want. We ask Him to take them down off the shelf and give them to us, and we won't have to go through the checker and check us out and pay for them. May I say to you, that has, I think, killed prayer today. Now, real prayer, there is the mechanics of it and the arrangement of prayer. I believe in all of that. And those of you that have been with us from the beginning as we've studied the different prayers, we do see that they're organized. But after all, a prayer should come from the heart. You don't hear that deep heart cry today in prayer. Now listen to this one, will you? Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Now, this is such a wonderful one here. He says, from the end of the earth do I call upon thee. Do you ever feel like that when you pray? That is, that God is way up yonder and we're way down here. David says, when I pray, sometimes it seems like I'm way down at the end of the earth, and God is way off up yonder, and He's trying to draw closer, you see. What a wonderful thought you have here in this prayer. Now he says he wants to get to a rock that's higher than he is. The reason, very frankly, that I'm opposed to this modern viewpoint of Jesus, and I'm opposed to that play that came out some time ago, Jesus Christ Superstar, is because the Jesus there is no superstar at all. He's just a man like I am. He's a rock that's no higher than I am. I need to be led to the rock that's higher than I. And I found in the Word of God that Jesus Christ is the rock that is higher than I am. And He's the rock on which the church is being built today. What a picture we have here. Listen to him in verse 3. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. What a beautiful picture of God. He's a shelter. That's from the storm. And a strong tower. That's for protection, you see, from the enemy. And he says, I'll abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of thy wings, Selah. And again, you have the wings. This is the thing the Lord Jesus had reference to. He says, how often would I have gathered you as a mother hen gathers her little ones? Now, listen to him in verse 5. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. He made vows to God. He promised God something. Now, we ask things of God. Do you ever promise anything? I've promised him lots more than I've delivered. I know that. Have you ever promised him something? We go to God continually and we ask him for something. But have you ever promised you're going to do something for him? Have you ever done that? David says, I hear that he's made vows and you've heard them. And thou hast given me the heritage of those who fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth. And here we go again. You know, David needed the mercy of God. And I believe the closer that we get to God, friends, we won't bring him down to our level, but we'll see him high and lifted up, and we'll recognize that we're in the same position as Isaiah. Isaiah said, I fell at his feet as dead. Isaiah got down on all fours before him. And that's the position that we get in the closer we get to him. Now, will you notice here he says, verse 8, so I will sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Make your vows, and then get close to him. Sing his praises, and he'll help you fulfill it.